Yeah, it's a big day indeed. Like, county final day, the only place to be is in Netball's Cullen Park and Carlow on county final day, and that's exactly where Rathbilly and Aroge find themselves. And as it turned out, they probably were the two best teams in the championship. That's with all respect to Palatine and All Loughlin. Palatine probably against Aroge didn't really turn up on the day. They were slow, sluggish. They didn't look at the champions in the last 2 years, and Aroge were surprising winners. Rathbilly, on the other hand, have come through the group. They beat Aroge in the group stages. Got straight through to the semi-finals. Aroge had a quarter-final, but Rathbilly was straight through to the semi-finals and played. They're all friends and rivals, All Loughlin. There's a nice rivalry between them. They get on well off the pitch, but on the pitch they really have a real go at each other and some quality players. And that day the game ended up 12 points to 10 in favour of Rathbilly, but it could have gone either way. But in the other game, Aroge beating Palatine, Aroge were down to 14 men by half time, but they still were far too good for Palatine. It's just one of those things. So you have Aroge and Rathbilly in the final. How is it going to go? Well, sure, that's why we have bookies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hard to say.
Well, like that, the form for both teams is obviously very good. Aroge would have set up very defensively this year, but they're taking it a lot more seriously this year anyway.
I don't know if Aroge have ever not taken it seriously, but certainly last year they were beaten in the semi-final the quarter-finals by Mount Leinster Rangers, who were only beaten by touched off by Palatine in the final, and many felt Rangers were unlucky not to beat the holders that day. But Aroge have learned a lot from last year. They probably needed a bit more physicality up front, and certainly Rangers exposed them that year. And coming into the championship this year, not too many people gave Aroge much of a chance. They just felt they were possibly, soft is probably the wrong word to use, but they just weren't physical enough. But here they are, they're in a final, and it's really hard to know how good this Aroge side were, or whether Palatine didn't turn up on the day. But yes, over the last 10 years, if you look at it, Aroge have never beaten Rathbilly when it really mattered. Aroge have won league games, they've won games in the championship before the knockout stages, but never have they beaten Rathbilly when it really, really mattered. And Joe Murphy, the Aroge manager, referred to that in his preview interview, which we did, and is featured in the Carlow Nationalist this week. So, it's hard to know what Aroge will turn up. Certainly Rathbilly would look the more physical side, but we'll see on the day. Aroge have some good, strong players as well. In Sean Gannon, Owen Root is probably the most underrated footballer in the county. Mm. He's plays with Carlow. He does all this unseen work that has to be done, which maybe sets up scores for the forwards. So you have Owen Root, Sean Gannon. Unfortunately, Morton Ware got sent off in the semi-final, and he's a big, big man, and he won't be available to Aroge, and he will be a loss. But having said that, he was sent off just before half-time. Wasn't missed in the second half when Aroge just upped their game and Palatine didn't play.
You mentioned there Rathbilly, or Aroge haven't beaten Rathbilly when it really mattered. Do you think that plays on their minds? As a journalist looking down the match, would you see that happen? You know, where the players might take notice of that?
Well, I tell you, if Joe Murphy, the manager, says it, the players must be cognizant of the fact as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, and it has to play on their minds. Yeah, it has to, absolutely. It surely does going into the game. Aroge, you see, there's also, that's an interesting point that you make. Palatine and Aroge in the county final, you would have said that is the last place Palatine would have wanted to meet Aroge. Mm. Palatine have never, ever turned up against Aroge in county finals. But this year, in the semi-final, there was probably shades of previous county finals when Palatine just didn't play and Aroge beat them. So here we have Rathbilly and Aroge, haven't met since 1998, believe it or not, in a county final. And that year Aroge won. Joe Murphy would have been on that team, the Aroge manager would have been on that team. Mm. But look, that's, how many years ago is that? Nearly 20 years ago now. The players, some of those, one or two of those Aroge players were probably not even born at that time.
Yeah.
That are going to be laying out today, maybe 1 year of age. So Joe Murphy is cognizant of the fact, the players must know it as well. If there was one match and ins and outs, but I can't remember. I think Aroge were Erog got a goal late in the game. The ball was punched across the square, and there was some. Most people felt that Brendan Murphy got a touch before the ball went into the net. That's Brendan Murphy or Rathbilly, which meant the goal should have been allowed. But the goal was disallowed because it was punched into the. It was punched from a player's hand. You could tip the ball in all right, volley it in all right. But this time the ball was punched across the square, went across the goal line, and the goal wasn't given.
Yeah.
And that is probably, it's probably something that still rankles with Aaron a small bit, but look, it's water under the bridge now. Sunday, you'd like to think that the players won't be thinking about that kind of thing. But
yeah
it must be an issue for, and that really would be confident too, that they, over the last couple of years in crucial games, they've beaten Aaron when it really mattered. On a one-to-one, Rathbilly would have more experience and would be more physical than Aroge, but Aroge or Aroge at any county final.